people usually build their own houses, or did they have people build them for them?
Usually they had people build them for them, I think.
Like, well, how about your family?
Well, we never built a house. You know, we always lived in
a house that was already there. Yeah. And your grandpa and that, those houses up there, did they build them?
There was a structure on that place when they bought it, and it had belonged to my grandmother, and there's kind of a cabin-like place I've seen.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, pretty primitive.
Yeah.
But they built on to it, remodeled it, so on. Wasn't anything in here. It was all open timberland.
It was all grown mature trees?
Yeah.
Huh.
We used to, my cousin and I, there was an old horse and buggy, an old buggy down at the carriage shop at home.
My grandmother
had used, and it just sat there, and nobody used it, and it dawned on us that we could hook a saddle horse up to that, and we could travel around. We'd have wheels, believe me.
Yeah.
And we had more fun doing that.
Now, how old were you then?
Oh, I was about 14 at the time. And we'd come up to somebody who stopped at their mailbox, you know, get their mail. And we'd stick our heads out of the buggy and yell, "Get a horse!" You know, and gallop by. And,
oh, yeah.
Our folks in the
room. You were being naughty.
Yeah. And,
so did you scare the people, you mean?
Yeah.
Great.
And, so we rode all those lanes and things back and forth.
And who, which cousin was this?
What?
Who'd you do this with?
My cousin.
Oh.
So one day we took the horse and buggy and went down the lane there on the home place. And Granddad had the driveway, the lane up to the house, graveled and graded up so it was high, and the ditches were deep on both sides. Well, anyhow, somehow, going down that lane, the horse swooped and began to run away. And I could see my wheel going down in that ditch. I knew that the buggy would turn. I'd be crushed behind the wheel of the buggy.
Yeah.
And I jumped.
The other way?
No, I jumped out on the roadside.
Oh.
But hard enough, I gave myself a concussion. I broke all my ribs.
You did?
Yes, I did. I came to up in bed in the house. My cousin got me back to the house. And so I was really bashed up.
Did you get in trouble?
Well, no. My mother was real cry about that. She felt terrible. So when the next time we got able to be out and about again, we went out to hook up the horse and buggy. The harness wasn't there. There was no harness. So we asked Granddad where the buggy'd seen the horse's harness. Yes, he said he had. He'd cut it up in tiny little pieces. He said, I'm not having any grandchild of mine killed on my place. That was the end of the buggy ride. Good thing they stopped us. We were getting mighty dangerous.
I'm surprised that you wanted to go back out and do it again.
Yeah. Oh, well, we didn't have good sense in those days.
Well, especially horses. Were you pretty horse adept? I mean, you were pretty comfortable with
them.
I'm going to let you out here, and then I'll put the car over here.
I rode them well, but I didn't do any harnessing them or bridling them. Somebody else did that.
Okay.
There it goes. There we are on the Woodle place when we moved in. They were remodeling the house, and all the buildings were old, but there were barns and stuff out. That's an Iowa school group. But years ago, most part of them, but most of them I don't. Yeah, we lived in sand and gravel for a few years. One of the carpenters did that place.
Oh, what's this? Oh,
that's my dad's had hunted. My brother's out investigating the dead carcass.
What is it?
It's a deer.
Oh, I thought it looked like a cougar for a minute.
Yeah, it's me having a bath.
Here, I think.
I didn't show up, and my dad went out looking for me, because I was supposed to be home and I wasn't. And I was down in the ditch, crying my head off, just howling. And he said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Well, something was snapping its teeth at me. Something was snapping its teeth at me, clicking their teeth." And it was crickets.
Oh.
It was dusk, and the crickets had really...
And you must have been pretty little.
Oh, yeah, I was just a little kid, 2 and a half.
Oh, my.
Big enough to toddle. And I'd go next door.
Well, that's a nice house.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was a nice place. I was born in that bedroom.
Oh. And what house is that?
That's the ranch house. That's where the
Clergate.
Uh-huh. That should be Clergay.
Yeah, it probably should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
It's a French name.
What's that building?
That is a smokehouse. Old smokehouse. Years before I was born.
Who are these people?
That's my dad and my granddad.
Oh.
Years ago. There's Gifford and I.
Oh.
Gifford and I, my usual happy face. I'm having a pout. There's the round red barn that stood there.
Oh, there was a round barn.
Oh, yeah.
And this was at?
Yeah, that's next to the Grimm tree farm.
Oh, okay, that place.
Oh,
wonderful. And do you know who built that barn?
No, I don't. There was one up in Willow County, too.
Oh, here it is.
There was one in Willow County, too. Mm-hmm. My grandmother owned.
I wonder why they tore it down.
I don't know.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was really interesting to be in.
Yeah.
And my children always thought I was born in the Round Red Barn.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I'd say I was born there.
Oh.
You know, and they thought.
That you were born in the barn.
Just naturally, why not?
Uh-huh.
Those are just kippy. And this is over on the Woodle Place. Where we lived on the sand ridge.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It was a big stucco house. It had been a Victorian house, old-fashioned.
Yeah.
A lot of gingerbread stuff outside.
Uh-huh.
And they remodeled into a low farmhouse.
They took all the gingerbread off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Destroyed it. My dad just nearly collapsed. They threw away fixtures, lamps.
Oh, they did?
You'd give anything to have nowadays. There would be antiques.
Uh-huh.
And just threw them out on a trash pile.
Oh, my gosh.
This is on the place along there by Grimm's.
Oh, yeah.
And I was mad because Dad made me walk out through that snow so we could get the picture of the trees. There's the Round Red Barn back behind.
Yeah. It'd be not interesting to know who built it and and if it was built by the same guy who built the one of Willow County.
Hmm. And
there's a good picture of it.
Yeah.
Who's that with the
my
gun?
My brother.
Oh.
He was a great gun guy. In fact, one time he came in and my mother was talking on the phone to a neighbor. And he and I were up near our clay. And he hands her 3 empty .22 shells. She hung up quickly on whoever she was talking to, and she said, "Where's sister?" And Gibbard said, "I made her lay on her belly behind the log, and he didn't shoot me." They target practiced all the time, Dad.
Even when he was little,
huh?
Was that pretty common for little boys to be able to, or kids to be able to do that?
No. didn't give her that great knowledge of guns. He really knew what to do with them.
Oh. Huh.
And that was a snowstorm down on the White Place, the White House behind us. We had
and
real,
those are you, that's
yeah,
you and Gifford?
You and me, Kermit, my brother, my mom. And look at the hats. The ladies all wore the stupidest hats. This is down on the West Place. They had concrete sidewalks. And
oh, so fancy.
On. So, concrete, and my brother's trying the doorbell. We didn't have a doorbell on our house.
So they were rich.
Oh, yeah. They were fancy people.
And what happened to them?
Well, they died eventually.
Well, yeah.
like most people do.
But, I mean, did they move away, or they have...
No,
they have descendants around here?
They expired here. He used to own Polk's store, Keith O'Brien's, that block. That is pretty typical of my expression. I'm having to entertain Kermit, and I'm mad.
That's you.
Yeah.
And that's
Kermit.
Kermit holding the pup. And you didn't like to do that.
No. Heavens, no. I'm going to do things I want to. There's the place out on the Sand Ridge, too.
Oh, yeah. And that's the one they took all the Victorian
yeah,
stuff out of.
And there was a tall pump house that was a well in here. And a windmill on top.
Oh.
That we got our
water.
From water
oh,
and pumped our water and that stuff.
And this is it
yeah,
here?
Uh-huh. Oh. And also my kid brother. I loved cats. I had cats everywhere.
Oh, and, you did?
He would drop those cats into the well.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd cry and go tearing out and get one of the hired men to come help me.
Get
and
it out.
He'd climb down and rescue the cat. The cat would on top of the pump, and it would be squalling. And
oh, dear.
That was a regular thing happening.
Who did that? Gifford did that?
No, Kermit, my
oh,
little brother. He was just a baby.
Gee, it's too bad you lost those other pictures.
Oh, I'm just heartbroken over it, and I have no idea where they went. Absolutely. Now, there's the Lone Star School.
Well, it just kind of looks like the other schools.
Yeah.
It looks like Dry Creek School looks.
Yeah, just a little old country school.
Is this you when
yeah,
you were in the buggy?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
And you wouldn't think that horse could go fast at all.
But
it's an old horse. But boy, it went.
What's this?
Oh, Dad, from World War I. Well, you can't see him because his pictures developed lousy.
What's that?
I don't know. I don't think that's Maud Emlich. It doesn't look like
no,
Maud
Emlich. No, it doesn't.
It probably says on the back of it. But I'd have to tear it out to find out. There were 8 of us cousins.
Oh.
Myself, my brother, and then these others are all cousins.
This is you here?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah. And my uncle took the picture because we were in age, we were a year apart.
Give it
the 13, 11,
uh-huh,
10, right down the.
Well, that's an interesting tractor.
Oh, tractor, that is his wheels. That's his,
oh, that's his wheel.
Oh, yeah, he built it.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah, out of old junk parts.
Oh, that's neat.
And we had one that he built that had lamps on the front of it.
Oh.
For lights. And we'd love to drive that to town and then wait till it got dark, you know, enough that you have to light.
What kind of lamps?
Oh, well, kerosene.
Oh, really?
Oh. They were kerosene lamps, and we got out and lit them.
Lit them.
Drove down.
And it didn't blow them out going along?
No. And they attracted lots of attention.
I bet it did. You were a teenager and he was a teenager. He was kind of a young buck, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every night at school. Corner of the school now.
Which school?
Lone Star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Lone Star.
What's that building? Oh, that's the pump house.
That's the old pump house.
Yeah.
Before they painted it. That's from my grandmother's day, the car.
Who's that?
That's Jack. Right after we were married.
Oh, he was a handsome guy.
Yeah. And Jack and I were up at the Clergett?
Clergett.
I can't see.
I know, I couldn't say Tanzania yesterday. Tanzania.
And there's the old house with the trees down the road.
Oh, really?
Dad was tearing it down. Most of it's gone.
And that's at the Clergett's place, that place.
Yeah, that's the main section, the double story.
Wow, it really took it out, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Just really.
And that's the Clergett's house right there.
Yeah, that's true. And Dad built. He said, I'm not going to build near that grove.
Mm-hmm.
Granddad always said somebody will get killed by those pines someday.
What's this? The river?
Yeah, Telecasted.
Oh.
Dad homesteaded land up at Telecasted.
He did?
Oh, yeah. And about 1917, I think. And he had, 3,000 acres or something like that.
Oh,
and he had to sell that land to build the house. And when the trees fell on the house, we had to have some place for them to live real fast.
So who are these kids?
Cousins, probably.
Probably, or the next generation back.
I don't know. People.
And what's that?
That's an old eating.
Oh.
Eating.
And this is plowing the field.
Yeah.
Gifford's plowing them? No, he's not doing it, though, is he?
Well, he was.
He's pretty little. Oh. He looks like he's 3 years old.
Well, he did a lot of things that weren't right. One day, my mother went out and called Dad in for supper, and she said, where are the hired men? And Dad said, they went home, and they didn't have any transportation. He said, how did they go home? Well, he said, Gifford drive them home.
With a car?
Yeah.
He was just little?
Yeah. He had to get off the seat to get the pedals to push them, then get back on the seat.
Well, so was, was your mother kind of anxious about your...
A little, I think. But Dad was very confident Gifford could handle it.
Oh.
He knew how to drive. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any traffic on the road to speak of.
Yeah.
So he had taken them from the ranch up on the Sand Ridge over to the NK West Ranch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How big was it, do you think?
Oh, I don't know, 4 or 5.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wouldn't even let my kids out of the yard at that moment when they were, you know.
Gifford
could do anything.
Well, did he go into his adult life like that, too?
Oh, yeah.
He was like a go-getter kind of guy.
There we go on the buggy again.
Oh, yeah. That's the buggy you turned over.
Yeah. And even though it wouldn't have been any fun to get crushed between them.
No. And you did get crushed anyway.
Oh, gosh. I really did.
How long did it take you to get over it?
Oh, a couple of weeks. And then I went back to school that fall and was playing soccer out on the field. And some gal kicked a ball into my head. It hit me here. And that's where I'd had the concussion. You know, my head was a little frail anyway. And I ended up and I came to in the locker room. They carried me in there. And
so it knocked you out?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you were lucky you recovered okay. Who's that?
That's Aunt Julia and Uncle Clarence when they were married. They were married at the ranch. Way back then. That's the last picture I have of my dad. He'd had a stroke that day.
Really? And whose house was that in?
That's their house there on the ranch. Where the president
was. Well, it still looks pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah. Tough one. Jack's parents and Todd.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, at Somerville, after they moved it down to Somerville from the place in the woods.
And who's that?
That's another Ruth Coriel. Oh, we had trouble. When I got married, I found out her first name was Ruth, too.
Oh.
Well, not only that, she was Ruth E., which is my middle name, Evelyn. Hers was Olga.
Oh, really?
Well, the first thing she wanted me to do was, she said, you can be called Ruth Coriel Jr., and I'll be Ruth Coriel Sr. I said, no, I will not be Jr. for anybody.
So?
Nobody's going to call me Jr.
Uh-huh.
I put my foot down right there and then. I said, you can change your name to Rebecca or whatever you want, but...
Did she get mad at you?
Probably. I don't know.
Did you get along okay with her?
Not particularly.
Oh.
And I had all sorts of trouble with that same name. I went to vote one night, and I'd voted for, since I was 18, I guess, or 21, that's when we would have been. And went in to vote, and they checked the roll, and they said, you're not registered. I said, oh, you all know me. There's people I knew, and I'd been walking in there for years. And they said, you're not on the register. I said, well, what do I do to get to vote for a presidential election? I wanted the roll.
Yeah.
And, so I had to go hunt up the county clerk and get an affidavit that I was who I am.
Oh.
They had seen two Ruth Coriels on the list.
So they took one off.
And they took one off, and it happened to be me that got taken off.
Well, where did you vote?
I voted, at that time, I voted down on East Adams, someplace up in the house.
Oh, and you're in town.
Yeah, I precinct in the house.
Where did people vote out here? Where did your folks vote?
My folks voted in Somerville.
Like at the post office or something?
But,
so what do you think of mail-in ballots?
Oh, I love them.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, I like them. Because you've got time. I always had to, and I'm educated. I can read English. I understand English. I know what I'm voting on.
Mm-hmm.
But I always have to take a list.
Me too.
And pull it out of my pocket and see what number so-and-so is a no. And then they get on and somebody say, how did you vote on this issue? I didn't know.
Right, you'd have to look.
I had no idea how I voted. I voted right and how I wanted to vote. So I was delighted when they installed that mail-in thing when you'd sit here and go back and check the pamphlet. And,
right.
And,
so this is the house?
That's the York place next door. That's my grandmother York.
Oh.
That's where the Flanagan place was built.
Oh, that's a nice house, too.
I never knew her when she was dead.
Oh, what's this?
Well, that's Joe Berryman was having his woodlot thinned.
Oh.
And, of course, Dad just couldn't stand it because to cut a tree down was almost a sin in his language. In fact, we used to laugh. We'd send Dad up to get the Christmas tree on our woodlot. And I'd stand and watch and say to Mom, Oh, Mom, you should see the tree talk. It'd be, you know, one-sided, and then branches over here.
Because it was
I got, it was a weakling, and he cut off. He wasn't going to cut any of those good trees and bring right. down. We used to kid him about it. Wouldn't unsparrow that tree.
Yeah, what's this? Looks like a picnic.
It's a Grange picnic or somebody, but I don't recognize anybody in it.
Was it at the Pleasant Grove Grange?
It looks like we're up in the woods somewhere. It's a Grange picnic. We laughed at Mother one year. She had this low little green car. And she lost the car in winter. It snowed so heavy out there at the ranch place where the place is that she couldn't find her car. It was parked outside. She absolutely lost the car. And Gifford was over there on the snowmobile one day, helping on the ranch do something. And he said, "I just found your car. I just rolled over it." He said, "I felt it when I hit it, you know. Squawked it." He says, "It's out there." So when the snow melted there, they were.
Is that Gifford?
No, that's my dad.
Oh. He had a Studebaker, huh?
Yeah.
Funny cars, aren't they? Where?
There.
Oh.
Fat. My little face is round like a pumpkin. Oh, there's our pet deer. We kept a pet deer.
Oh, yeah. It's little. And you had turkeys?
Oh, turkeys. I hated turkeys. They always chased me. And
they're kind of scary for little
kids. Oh, the scary is right. And I lay down on the dirt and cry, and they'd peck at me.
They did?
Oh, yeah, I hated them. Dad'd say, they won't hurt you, just get up.
And you're like this big, yeah. And they're this big.
Yeah. Oh, these flappy wings.
Yeah, no, they're really scary. And geese, too. And
then they'd cook the one for Thanksgiving. It didn't look good even cooked.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like turkey turkeys. Oh, that's Hildegard.
What's this?
Oh, that's my grandfather, Scott. Winfield Scott. My sister, they were on a tour someplace. Sea tour.
Oh. So this doesn't have to do with the Grand Ronde Valley?
Nope. Well, it's Grand Ronde Valley. The lot is Grand Ronde Valley. This is. And that's at Hildegard.
And so why do you have stuff about Hildegard?
My mother was born at Hildegard.
I bet they had lots of snow there.
Oh, did they ever? I don't know who that is, Raymond Hill. We've got so many pictures that left over from, a cousin of Edna Holst's.
Who's that?
That's my great-grandmother, Lansing. She's my mother's grandmother.
Oh.
She was crippled toward the end of the
life. It was this in the Grand Ronde Valley?
Yeah.
Where did she live? Where did they live?
Oh, over Walla Walla Way. Mother was born in a Seventh-day Adventist family. I mean, her mother was a strong Seventh-day Adventist. And mother, of course, didn't follow that religion because her mother died when she was two and she wasn't taught any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a number of relatives that wouldn't eat meat and so on. There's Iowa School back in the days when my aunt was a little girl. There's my aunt. And the rest of the kids I don't recognize.
Hmm.
Today I counted and there's a group of, oh, I don't know, 20 kids there. You know, one teacher taught those kids, all different grades. And they got a pretty good education, too.
Yeah, they did. Of course, they behaved themselves, too.
Oh, boy, did they.
Mm-hmm. That makes a big difference.
If they didn't, they would spank them.
Yeah, or they'd go home or
something. Well, I remember my own son, one of the twins, that called me from junior high school one day. He hadn't been on the bus when the bus came. And he called and he said, Mom, I had to stay in after school. He said, I've got to go down to the principal's office to be spanked. I said, what for? Well, throwing spit wads. They were shooting spit wads at somebody in the room. And he said, I wasn't doing it. I said, no, but you have us some other time. Don't worry. Just go down and take your swats and don't say anything. So he did. But that was junior high school. They still were paddling in those days.
Yeah. And that would be like in the 40s or so.
No, that was in the 60s.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Oh.
Up in the 60s.
Wow. Things changed,
still,
really.
They were still swatting them.
Huh. That's surprising.
But I figured if he hadn't been doing it that time, he'd had other time, knowing my child, that he probably was still in. They'd simply caught a bunch of them and said, hey, you guys go down and be paddling. So, I think
what's this? Last sleigh ride.
That's at the ranch at Granddad's place, our place. And a sled, ready to go down and get a bunch of the road.
Bunch of kids?
Oh, anybody that came. You know, you couldn't drive up that hill.
Oh, I see. Yeah. If somebody came to visit you, you'd get them in the sled.
Dad used to send his son just running a taxi service back and forth. You get them this carload of people, bring them up, and then take them this bunch down. And get them
what do you mean you had lots of people coming to your house all the time?
Oh, yes. My mother cooked. Loved to cook.
She did?
Oh, the first thing she'd say when somebody came was, I wonder if they'll stay for dinner. Hoping. And I'd always say, I wonder if they'll leave before lunch. I wasn't my mother. I had mother loved to cook.
So people would just drop by, you mean?
Yeah. They'd phone and say, we're coming out. Got to take the rig and go down and get them. Grandma and us down on the White Place. My brother must have wanted a picture. He took one out.
Yes, he did take it out.
He just left.
What's this? A barn raising. 1912.
I don't know. Oh, they must be building a barn on the ranch. Where the clergy's from. Because it was built in 1913, completed in 1913. So they're starting the barn.
What, did people come and help? Or did they do it
they
themselves?
They did it pretty much themselves. Pretty much. That's it. I think.
Yeah.
But that gives you some idea of what the
school it does. I have a lot better picture of where you were.
Yeah, you get some idea. And then all the country in between. Believe me, it was a long way to the neighbor's houses.
Yeah.
I can remember going to one neighbor's after school. It was the Ray Griner place.
I know.
And we walked over there. She must have been eighth grader. She was one of the big girls there, the Norma, her daughter. And they offered me a head cheese sandwich. Well, I didn't know what head cheese was. I had no idea, but it family sounded all right. So I took that and ate it. And I went home and told my folks what I'd had to eat. And Dad said, you know what they make head cheese out of. Well, I didn't. I suddenly found out it was a German family, and they scraped the skull or the whatever it is, cap or anything, and grind it up, and it's liable to be eyes, it's liable to be anything.
Brain.
Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't have touched it if I'd known.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't, and I ate it with enjoyment. It was a good sandwich.
Uh-huh.
But it's nice you don't know.
Yeah. Those organ things are...
I can't stand them.
No,
I know they're just meat, but...
I don't like them either too much.
My mother used to cook the tongue.
Yeah.
And slice it for sandwich. And I'd take the, be looking under the kettle lids to see what was brewing on the stove, and you'd run into a tongue now and then. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I never liked it. But I had to eat it, too.
I never eat that stuff.
Well, the part that would get me is that they, at my house, they wouldn't cut them up so you could actually see the shape of the tongue.
Well, that's it. This whole tongue would be laying in the kettle.
Ah, and you could see the little bumps on there.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
I know.
I don't like it either.
Well, my father felt that way about chickens. He
didn't like chickens.
No. He'd seen too many chickens out in the barn lot. He didn't like them.
Nasty animals.
Oh, yeah.
They are pretty nasty.
And so I grew up not caring a lot about chicken either. I'll eat chicken, but I think it's my favorite dish. And it's all in what's in your head.
Yeah, it is, pretty much. Well, let me see what I got here. Let's talk about this again. Let's talk about your home delivery.
Well, of course, I don't know anything but what was told.
Oh, of course.
But I was born about 11:30 or between 11:30 and midnight, so I almost got to be July 20th instead of the 19th. But my father came in to assist the doctor, and good, strong, sturdy man. He fought in the World War, hand-to-hand combat. He took one look and fainted.
He did?
Fainted.
So he wasn't much
help. And the doctor saw him going down, you know, that he was out practically,
mm-hmm.
And he kicked him through the door.
Oh, got him out of there.
Yeah, he said, get out of here.
Oh.
And Dad was past functioning on his own. He was out. And we kidded Dad about that for years.
Well, that's kind of a different perception, because I had the idea that in the old days that men weren't allowed in.
No. Well, I know Jack and Todd was the only baby on the floor, so he wasn't going to contaminate the rest of the children in the nursery. He wasn't allowed to hold Todd.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Or like, even when my oldest daughter was born, which is only 35 years ago, the men couldn't come in the
delivery
room.
Well, no, they wouldn't. But you didn't used to go on maternity floor until you were 16, I think.
Yeah.
They didn't allow you up there.
Right.
I know I wanted so badly to see my aunt's new baby, and it was the new St. Joseph Hospital,
It
was really plush there. And I was in high school.
And they wouldn't let you.
I was practically a senior in high school, and they wouldn't let me go on the maternity floor.
Well, that's why I'm surprised they let your dad, that they would want your dad to come in. Because, you know, you see movies and stuff, and it's like the men are always outside waiting.
Yeah, they're chewing on their own cigar or whatever.
Do you think that was unusual that he came in, or?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But, looking at my father, he would look like the last person on earth that ever would faint from anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, he'd seen bloodshed and hand-to-hand combat, and something about it got him.
Huh.
He went out.
Well, maybe it was seeing his wife in pain.
Well, it could have been. It could have been the smell of ether.
Oh,
it could have been. You know, they used ether in those days.
Did you have ether?
Oh, yeah.
And it was nasty, huh?
Horrible smell and stuff.
And it put you out completely? So how long did it put you out for, just when the baby was born?
Yeah. Just gave you up with a little. Whew. Out you went.
Huh.
Either isn't pleasant stuff.
I don't know about it. I had natural childbirth. Mm. And it was.
And that wasn't pleasant either.
No, you bet it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
No, I had a sister-in-law that had children with natural childbirth. The doctor thought it was terrible. He said there was no sense in a woman putting up with that.
Yeah, well, I kind of think that now, but
yeah.
I was young.
Yeah,
and
you know, it was new then. It was widely talked about.
Yep, I thought that's what I had to do to be a natural woman.
Well, yeah.
So.
Well, you found out.
I was one, I'll tell you.
Too late, too late.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do this anymore.
I'll take a whiff of anything you've got there.
It's
such a mess.
Yeah, it was. It was hard.
And I guess so tickled that girls with new babies, these great-grandchildren coming in, you know, and their mother diapers, and then, you know, they have a neat little diaper bag. They pull out these
neat
prepared little Pampers or whatever that is. I think you don't know what a diaper pail is.
Yeah. It's a whole different deal.
You know, my brother arrived at my house and my parents were young and everything smelled damp and wet and yuck. And he said, "Your house smells like ammonia." And I said, "Hey, I hate to tell you, I remember just 2 or 3 years ago and your house smelled just like this." So I didn't listen to his complaint.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a different thing then.
Mm-hmm.